And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's this week's rock and roll news. Sonny Bono announced that he was running for the mayor of Palm Springs, California, this week in 1987. Jimi Hendrix performed his last concert at the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970. In 1967, Beatles manager Brian Epstein died of an accidental overdose of barbiturates mixed with brandy. Elvis began filming the movie It Happened at the World's Fair in Seattle this week in 1962. In 1964, Bob Dylan introduced the Beatles to marijuana in a New York City hotel room. The Frankie Lyon biographical film Why Do Fools Fall in Love opened this week in 1998. Three men were arrested in Memphis for attempting to steal the body of Elvis from its cemetery mausoleum this week in 1977, which is why he's been buried ever since at Graceland. George Harrison joined John Lennon and Paul McCartney in their group The Quarrymen this week in 1958. In 66, Paul Anka hosted, and Leslie Gore, The Circle, and Peter and Gordon appeared on the last Hullabaloo TV show. Jan Barry got married on stage during a Jan and Dean concert at the Stardust Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, this week in 1991. The Doors officially disbanded this week in 1973, 2 years after Jim Morrison's death, although they did reunite 29 years later. In 1990, Paul Anka became a naturalized American citizen in Las Vegas, but at the same time, his car was being towed away by police. Brenda Lee sued MCA Records for $20 million in unpaid royalties in 1988, and the suit was settled out of court. The final weekday episode of American Bandstand aired this week in 1963. The Late Show with David Letterman premiered on television this week in 1993, and his first guest was Billy Joel. George Harrison was found guilty of subconscious plagiarism of He's So Fine when he wrote My Sweet Lord. That the verdict came down in 1976, and on Compare the Hits this week on Treasure Island Oldies, you'll hear both tunes. The final episode of The Partridge Family aired this week in 1974. In 1976, Ode Records president Lou Adler was kidnapped in Malibu, California, and released only after a $25,000 ransom was paid. Boz Scaggs joined the Steve Miller Band in 1967, and he remained with the group for 2 years. The regular season TV show of Sonny and Cher began this week in 1971. Charlie Daniels' motorhome caught fire while he was driving on California's Ventura Highway in 1988. Fortunately, he escaped without any injuries. In 1959, a 2 months pregnant Carole King married her songwriting partner, Jerry Goffin. In the studio, Jackson Browne recorded Stay and Running on Empty in concert in Columbia, Maryland in 1977. The Youngbloods and Jesse Colin Young recorded Get Together in 66, and the Marcells recorded Heartaches in 1961. Birthdays, Vic Dana turned 76, Ernie Fields born in 1905, Tommy Sands is 81, The Captain, Daryl Dragon from The Captain and Tennille, 76, David Soul, 75, Billy Grammer, born this week in 1926, Paul McCartney's first child, his daughter Mary, was born this week in 1969. Michael Jackson, born this week in 1958. Dinah Washington was born in 1924. The real Eleanor Rigby, born in Liverpool in 1895. John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas, born in 1935. Chuck Colbert of the American Breed is 79. Van Morrison, 73. Jerry Allison from the Crickets is 79 as well. Tony DeFranco from the DeFranco family is turning 59. Archie Bell, 74. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees is 72. Conway Twitty, born this week, 1935. Roy Head turned 77. Diane Ray, 76. And Jerry Lee Lewis' daughter, Phoebe, born this week in 1963. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 26. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.